From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Department has found Hillary Clinton and other past secretaries of state at fault for failing to follow the department's guidelines to avoid cybersecurity risks, so says an internal audit on Wednesday. The results were part of a 78-page analysis. The practice began before Clinton's appointment as Secretary of State, but that she conducted official business on her personal email account and private server were singled out as more serious. The analysis followed revelations of Clinton's email use and practices of the last five secretaries. A court in Azerbaijan on Wednesday ordered the release of Khadija Ismailova, a prominent award-winning investigative journalist, following a storm of international protests about her case, which has widely been seen as an attempt to silence a critical voice. Ismailova will now serve 5 years probation. Speaking to Voice of America, U.S. Senator John McCain previously commented on the arrest.
She is a brave and courageous woman who has exposed corruption. And by her arrest, they are sending a signal to anyone else who may engage in the efforts for democracy, for freedom of the press in Azerbaijan, will experience the same punishment.
A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadya Shevchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner swap with Moscow, with two alleged Russian soldiers leaving Ukraine earlier in that day, and this is according to an official Ukrainian presidential administration comment. You're listening to VOA. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will raise the issue of crimes committed by workers from U.S. military bases in a meeting with President Barack Obama on Wednesday ahead of the G7 or Group of Seven summit. VOA's Steve Herman explains why this latest crime has garnered so much attention.
The U.S. has a very heavy presence on Okinawa. 15 of the 23 U.S. bases in Japan are located on the main island of Okinawa. And this all really harkens back very bitter memories to around 1995 when some Japanese schoolgirls were raped by U.S. military personnel on Okinawa.
Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief deal for Greece after hours of discussion in Brussels. The International Monetary Fund had demanded a reduction in Greece's debt burden as a condition of further IMF bailout funds. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its most recent debt reform efforts. Greece's current public debt is about 180% of its gross domestic product. The Afghan Taliban has chosen a successor to its late leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, killed in a U.S. drone strike on Saturday in southwest Pakistan. Reports say Haibatullah Akhundzada has been tapped as leader, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated as deputy leaders. Thomas Ruddock of the Kabul-based Afghanistan Analysis Network said the new leader is not very well known outside of the Taliban.
The new leader, Maulawi, which is a religious title indicating higher Islamic studies, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzada, is not a very well-known person. On the other hand, he has been in the Taliban movement from the very beginning and also had occupied a couple of important positions. He comes from the Taliban judiciary, in which he served when the Taliban were in power here in Kabul between 1996 and 2001.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo issued a regulation Wednesday that provides tougher penalties for child rapists, including chemical castration and the death penalty. In his words, "I have declared that sexual offenses against children are an extraordinary crime because they threaten and endanger the lives of children. An extraordinary crime deserves an exceptional response. Therefore, this regulation imposes heavier punishments and additional measures for the perpetrators of violence." Demands for harsher punishments have increased following the rape and murder of a teenage girl by 14 men in western Indonesia last month. In Washington, I am Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.